Blog Talk Radio.
To get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okey. Come to find out he was the king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. For me, for me. tanta pena y llanto que no puedo contener. Y es que la quiero tanto y tanto, pero me tocó querer. Y ahora tengo que olvidarla también y arrancarla de mi alma y mi ser. Es aquel amor que quema mi piel, que no queda nada, que no queda huella, que no hay que nada, que no queda huella. Porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no queda huella, que no hay que no, que no queda huella. Porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no queda huella de ti y de los besos que te di. Para convencerme mejor que yo ya te perdí. Quiero tanto y tanto, pero me tocó perder. Y ahora tengo que olvidarla también y arrancarla de mi alma y mi ser. Es aquel amor que quema mi piel, que no quiere nada, nada. Que no quiero huella, que no hay que nada, que no quiero huella. Porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no quiero huella. Que no queda huella, porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no queda huella, que no, que no.
Hey, welcome to Friday Night Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Julie Richardson Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and the Julie Richardson fans out there. Hey, I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Everyone is welcome to tune in and listen. Very much encouraged to share the show, as the Easy Blue Eyes production would appreciate it. And yes, we highly recommend to call in. That's right. And the number to call in, 845-277-9175. Please don't be afraid to call in, because I don't want to be here by myself. Why, the star of the show is a little late running to the studio. She'll be here. Don't worry. But you know what they say. Grab your cold one. Grab your hot one. Grab whatever you may be thirsty for. Sit back and enjoy a night of Julie Richardson music. Some is her and some is from her band, the Higher Ground Band. It's all good, right? I don't know. You know, having Julie Richardson, you know, a award-winning Nashville recording artist, is always great to be on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. But why she's not here, we're going to listen to some music. All right, I'm going to throw down a triple for you, and then we'll be back, and maybe we'll see if the star of the show will slip into the studio yet. All right, don't go away, because I don't want you to go slipping.
Monday's promise, Tuesday's lie, Saturday's party, and Sunday's fight.
Something's wrong with you and I. Love gone wrong, that used to be right.
And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly, slipping away.
Wednesday's kisses or Thursday's frowns. We can't live 2 days in a row.
When our world's not upside down, here we stand watching it go. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly,
are blue. Sugar is sweet some of the time.
This puzzle's missing a piece or two. We've got the grapes, but never the wine. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly, slipping away. Love of ours from slipping away. And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days if we don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. And I can feel it slipping away. Wake up every morning knowing you're not here. Muddle through the day, trying to think clear. Ever since you moved on, everything seems all wrong. I don't know what's going on with me. Cause without you I'm a little lost. And it's plain to see I'm in a state of confusion.
Oh,
like it was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
Music radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, I think I got an ETA on the star of the show. Hopefully in about 10-15 minutes she will be here. That's all right. She can be a little late. She's working hard. She is working hard. I tell you that right now. It's been a long week behind the scenes doing radio show stuff and plus having regular jobs and stuff like that for everyone. Stalt world. But hey, that's what music's for sometimes. Set back, relax, and unwind a little bit. So, hey, got another triple for you. Maybe by the time that triple's done, one way or another, I'll be back. Don't go away because we have good music tonight.
You
lovely, but I can't help but wonder why. Just what happened to all of our dreams? Were they all just make-believe? So many thoughts to hold.
Feeling is strong.
Hey, welcome back to Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and no further ado, let's bring on the star of the show. Welcome, Miss Julie Richardson.
Hey, Easy Blue Eyes, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad I made it, and thanks for playing that song. That's one of my favorites. It's called Woman in Love, and I just love that song, so thanks for playing that.
Absolutely. I don't think I've played it, you know, until tonight, honestly. I can't go back, and I'm not going to testify that I have or not. But I know I've listened to it at least once, you know, after I did. But I had to really, like, well, what is this song? You know, I'm going to have to play it, you know. And sure enough, I was very impressed with the vocals right at the end. The
thank you.
I was like, never would I hit them notes in choir.
Well, I tell you what, it's not an easy song to sing. When I got into the studio, it's like, heck, you know, when you like to sing and you have a voice, you know, there's songs that are, you know, you just zip along with, but then there's the Ferrari of songs like that one where you can just let your voice rip, you know, it's like it's an open road to just sing your heart out, and it really shows just the vocal range, you know, and it was not an easy song to sing. It was a Barbara Streisand, for God's sake, and she's like one of my idols, you know. So anyway, to pull that one off, I was glad, but I don't know if I could continue to do it or do it live, you know. Such a tough song, but God, it's a beautiful song, and it meant a lot to me to sing.
Yeah, well, I can surely rip through the first note in my vocal cord really quick, and that voice box would be gone. And, of course, then the rest is history. Very amazed. I loved it.
Thanks.
I wouldn't mind hearing another redemption of it sometime. Maybe we can get you to remaster it and kind of redo a newer version and maybe throw somebody else in there and to kind of help you. You know, I got a little hint where I'm kind of throwing that at because she's got a voice too, in which I got to play one of her songs tonight.
And,
you know, definitely. But, yeah, you two singing together, sometimes I can't hardly tell which one's a part at times. And,
That's cool.
But there, that was phenomenal. I mean, you would have passed choir in a heartbeat with my choir teacher. I mean, he's
well.
Yeah,
I got an A in choir. I just didn't do so well in math. I got a D. I barely passed math, and I was super excited. And I avoided it at all costs when I was in college. But choir, I got an A. I got an A plus. That was good. I just couldn't do the little triangle bells. You know, they made you do these little handbells with the gloves, and the, you know, you had to, like, when it was your turn, it was like, you're the D bell, and you're like, ding, ding, and with a certain, I did okay with that, but anything else, it was just keep me singing, and I would did fine.
Yeah, well, after my freshman year, I got an A in choir for absentee. I decided that choir was not for me after the freshman year being required. I couldn't compete. And that song right there just kind of – I could sing, I mean, but I got that, you know, shower voice where someone's calling, hey, calm down in there. You'll be all right, you know. I know some of you – teenage girls out there, you know, grab your hairbrush or what, your curling iron. I'm beyond that. Don't even get me started. But anyway, I listened to your show last night and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it goes fast. You know, I only have an hour, and it just seems like, you know, you map it out and you spend all this time, like, you know, and it goes so fast. You go, God, I didn't even get a chance to play this music or play that music. I could go all night. I get excited about the independent artists that I have and all the music I have to share. And, you know, and then I've realized that, God, I only have an hour. By the time I do the music news and, you know, talk a little bit, it's over. And so it's cool though. I enjoy it. And You know, and today I had a little bit of sad news. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, but one of the special guests I had not long ago, Ramona Diane, she'd always be a special guest on the Dewdrop Jamboree there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But I was sad to hear today that she had died from COVID, her and her husband both. And I just love playing her music on my show. And I've got signed CDs from her, and we had a good time and really connected with my show, and found out today that she passed away with COVID, and it really threw me, you know. She was just there, you know, doing my show, and so stuff like that throws you back a little bit, you know. So next show I want to do a tribute to Ramona Diane and fit that in. But again, I only have an hour, but glad you tuned in and you listened. Thank you.
You're welcome. I even called in for most of the show, and then I ended up with a phone call.
I saw you on there,
but
you said keep me on mute, so I was like, okay, I'll keep you on mute.
Well,
I won't put you on the spot.
I tried to send a couple messages, and it's all right. You know, no big deal.
Guess what happened, though? So, you know how we always have technical issues? So I get ready, right, and I'm trying to do a sound check and all that. And I get into the show, and guess what? My mic's not working. So I had to call in. I know this doesn't surprise you, working with our platform. I had to call in and use my phone to run the show. And so when I'm using my phone, I can't check anything, because the minute I turn the screen, it turns black, and I can't go into messages unless I hang up from the show. And then I was winging it. So truth be told, I was like behind the scenes scrambling a little bit to make that show work via my phone. And here I bought this really nice microphone to make this radio show work, and I'm using my cell phone as if I'm a guest caller, because I couldn't even hang up and recall into my own show. So yeah, it was interesting. I was flying by the seat of my pants last night. So I apologize if I didn't. I didn't get any messages past the first before I got on the show. So,
you know, honest, if you would have never said that, I would have never known. So that's how you did that great. I mean, give yourself a pat on the back for that. You know,
yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm still this Jerry Rich of the Golden Country Radio Show. And I didn't want to say, and I'm on my cell phone trying to make this work. But it worked okay. And, you know, we talk about that and laugh about it all the time.
Yeah. But real quick, I do have a quick request that I want to play. But
great.
I want to say on the behalf of the Easy Blue Ice production and myself, thoughts and prayers go out to the family, to, what was her name again?
Ramona Diane, yeah.
Ramona
Diane. I can't believe she and her husband both died, and they were so talented. Easy, they were the best songwriters, and she had a great voice, and I play her all the time, and, you know, I have her CD in my car. I listen to her all the time, and it just runs through my head. It's just that catchy, and to see that today just, you know, it just broke my heart.
Well, I'm going to play this song for the request and for their the family. Here is Wind Beneath My Wings.
Beautiful smile to hide.
to Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back the star of the show, Miss Julie Richardson.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love hearing that song, I tell you. It was neat that it was a request, so thank you for requesting that song. It's one of my all-time favorites, but I've been recording professionally since 1997. But I'll tell you what, that song, Wind Beneath My Wings, I'm the most proud of because of all the vocal performances I've ever done, that to me is my best. So if you want to hear the best of Julie Richardson, Wind Beneath My Wings, I gave it all in that song, and to me, that's the one I'm most proud of out of all the songs I've recorded because it's vocally, that was quite the performance, and I don't know if I could duplicate it. It was just one of those. It's just, you know, it was damn hard, but I'm glad I did it, and I don't know if I can redo it, but if you want to hear the best of Julie Richardson, that's the song, so I'm glad you played it.
Absolutely. Actually, that's been played on every radio show, and I believe it's been requested every radio show. I would have to go back and check some notes, so that might have slipped into being the most requested song by you.
Well, I tell you, you know, I finally released it to the gospel chart, the independent gospel chart, and it went immediately to platinum. And that was just, you know, a couple months ago. And it's still on the gospel chart. It's still being played. And I'm still on the top 20 of that, within several months. But I was so honored to have it go to platinum status. And I think it's worthy of it. You know, again, it's one of my favorites. And the next song I'm going to release to platinum, or not to platinum, to independent country music, Coat of Many Colors, because I recorded that. That's one of my favorite songs by Dolly Parton, so you'll have to look for that one, too. We'll put that out and see how it does on the charts as well. But Wind Beneath My Wings is definitely by far my favorite as far as vocal performances.
There again, that's another song. Very amazing, beautiful voice. I'm glad that you made the attempt and you accomplished it. It'd be lucky enough for me to accomplish to have enough wind to just say the words, you know, of the song.
Wind beneath my wings.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Thank you.
I just love how your voice on some of the vocals, it carries. And sometimes I worry about some artists, how they carry right into the next tune with the vocal. And I can't complain. I mean, I would complain on me, but I can't complain on you. I mean, it's very phenomenal.
Thank you.
Speaking of vocals, I want to mention this. I have a couple artists that I have lined up coming up on the Easy Blue Eyes production. But I've got also some others that has reached out to me. Julie, I'm going to have to, like, throw a few your way.
That'd be great.
I've got so many names written down. I've had phone calls after phone calls and trying to work out everyone's. And it's like I make one phone call and now the phone won't stop, which I'm not complaining. It's just I'm claiming I'm going to have to pass some over to you because I'm having to take one of my days off and decide to use it
just to
get a few in. So please,
send their music
if you wouldn't mind,
I want to hear their music first, and, you know, we got reputations to uphold, obviously, on the radio,
just
anybody can be on it. But if they're as good as you say they are, if you say they're good, I'd love to have them on my show.
There is one individual, and I want everybody to – I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to actually get the complete info that I have on her real quick. I had it written down. Sarah Wilson. Now, I've listened to quite a few different songs, and I was like, something's wrong here for what she had wrote in her bio. And I was like, there is absolutely no way. And, you know, honestly, I'm not saying she is the best artist out there in the world, but how it's
in her fire.
Somehow she is getting cheated, you know, and I got to throw, she's who I want to throw your way. You know, I want you to have that opportunity. I would love to have the opportunity, but you're more experienced, you know, of the singing part and completely
mm-hmm.
more than I'm just going to give just the fan base and, you know, the experience from the music part of that. But really, I'm going to get you some information after the show or when we're doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, do it.
And
I really want you to, because
honestly, I do believe the way she has worded it, how she got hooked up with the wrong people in the industry, and now
and
she's a first.
That's so common, though. It's so common. There's so many people out there that are the wrong people to get hooked up with in the music industry, believe me.
But, I mean, it took me a while. Like, I do not get the concept why she is not, you know. But she's free, you know, total independent, no contracts, no nothing.
Sweet.
So,
yeah,
really,
send her my way. I'll be happy to do a special guest interview and highlight her music and start playing her every week and do some Facebook promotion and whatever I can do to help her. If you say she's good, then send her my way, and I'd love to do that. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, a lot of the times you'll say it too, that even though I got experience and I'm pretty good at my job, we're not the best at it. But
no, I mean, I can always learn something.
She's one that I don't know the reason why, you know, it's written in her bio the way it is. I mean, but that's not my business. But as far as feeling cheated, you know, somebody that's kind of got the praise that she has and she's that good, maybe a little bit encouragement from you also probably can help reestablish. I know she's got the energy and the passion. I could tell. I can feel it. And I think you would be a good candidate to probably rejuvenate the passion and kind of get her back out there.
You know, and she sounds amazing. So I can't wait to hear her. Just make sure you email that to me. I'd love to hear
absolutely.
It. Or give me, you know, whatever the website is, and definitely love to check that out. That's what my show's all about, is finding these gold nuggets out there in independent country music and helping to promote them, putting them out there, you know.
And, you know, there's another one that I've listened to because of you, and she is skyrocketing too. And I believe you mentioned last night that you have this young lady getting ready to come on your radio show.
Is it Azzy Brooks?
You got it.
Yeah, I got a grin from ear to ear. I tell you what, she is a fine. She's going to be big, big, big. She's going to be, like, she's going to have her own show someday. I just know it. And, you know, she's a dancer, a singer, and a songwriter, and she just turned 11. Like, she's got her whole life in front of her, you know. As long as she stays balanced, and she figures out, you know, right from wrong, and the right people take her under her wing. She's so talented. I just was, like, insane. So, yeah, she's going to be a guest on my next show, so I can't wait.
I got to say, I'm a little jealous, you know, 11 years old. I know what I was doing when I was 11, and, like,
I know, like, that's why I played it on my radio show last night. When I was 11, I was singing, like, maybe far away.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like, boom, you know? She's, like, right out there with YouTube videos and music videos and headshots. And I was like, wow, you know, I was taking private singing lessons from Carol Healy and, you know, in Lakewood. It's like, she's out there, and she's just phenomenal. So I expect to see great things from her. I'm going to put my money on her. She's going to be amazing. And we're going to record a radio show and put her on it for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, our vocals and music class was just that follow Lossie, all that stuff. And boy, she just bam, right off the door. You know, it's
and she's so grown up. When you see her videos, if you check her out on YouTube, holy cow.
Yes,
like, she's got the whole package. She is going to make it. I'm telling you, easy. She's going to be the next star. We're going to say, hey, I knew you win, and you were on my show when you were 11 years old. That's going to be my claim to fame.
All right. Well, I want to take a song break to come back, and I got a few announcements, and I want to also talk with Miss Julie for a few, and then I kind of just want to step back and help myself and help Miss Julie out, because she's been working hard all week, and you know, it doesn't hurt to prop up the feet for a few minutes and listen to a few good tunes, you know. So that's what we're going to do. That's the plan anyway. So, hey, now y'all might want to jump up on this one because it's going to get really good.
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary. That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling.
into the second for listening to Easy Blue Eyes Production presents Dooley Richardson Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and Dooley Richardson Music Fans. Hey, I am one of your hosts, Easy Blue Eyes, and the star of the show, here is Miss Dooley Richardson.
No, thanks for having me back. And, God, I love that song. Brings back great memories. And that's Rachel Sefton. She's out of my Higher Ground band. And man, she has a voice, doesn't she? She can really
sing. I was even jamming to it, you know. So that's probably what all the ruckus was in the
studio. I was singing along, doing my part. I was like, doot, 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 doot. Those are my parts, you know. I was like rolling.
I even threw out a few of the... You know, and I'm sitting here like watching, hey, make sure I don't hit the mic quite yet, you know, so I
and I'll be all good.
Real quick, we just wrapped up the first hour of the show, and Julie, I did send you a little bit of info on that.
I can't wait to look it over. Excited.
Please. I mean, it's been a heck of a week. It's been pretty long, and I've been busy. Yeah. Julie's been busy.
Yep.
And, of course, the weather's been crazy, and a lot of crazy been happening out in the world. A lot of tragedies going on, and it's just change of pace. I just don't know where some things are going, but I know where one thing's going. The Easy Blue Eyes Productions coming up on its third year anniversary.
Congratulations. That's cool.
It's been a long journey. So I do have the 3-year anniversary for that. And then my own radio network has its 3 years, which is only a month apart. You know, there's a lot of backstory to that. But it's been a journey. I've tried different platforms and different things, you know. It's always been this one, you know, for the radio shows. I did have a couple years ago, I did a 24/7 live stream of music. Well, I am back using that platform, kind of getting everything resettled in, and I will be officially the first of the year on Fool's Day. Yep, it's not a joke, and it's not just because it's April Fool's Day. I will have it up and running completely where it's going to be the music nonstop from all independent artists that send me music. I'm going to have it in that studio as well. And I'm only going to be doing live shows for only an hour each night that I do them. The rest of the time you will have to go and listen. Instead of listen to me after an hour, you can listen to the music nonstop anytime you want. It's just been it's a journey.
That's a good move.
This time I changed up a little bit on it. I'm going to extend an offer instead of trying to do the same and try to you do it. I can add you as a DJ and put you in the settings. You will have the password to the studio, and you can change it up at any given time and play what music you put in there just as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I mean, eventually I'm going to upgrade it a little bit more, but that is the platform that I am going to use for the independent songs. So Easy Blue Eyes Production is back on the road. It's been a long journey, and has been easy. But I tell you what, you and the late great Ken Pede, Bo, Zach, Mick Bird, the fans out there is what's made it possible. So I want to thank you and totally extend that offer to you firsthand.
Wow, thank you so much. That sounds really cool. What a great idea.
And, of course, I will get with you on that and kind of help you with the platform. It's not easy. It's a heck of a lot harder. It's like really professional, higher level platform. I mean, it's up there. Eventually,
cool.
Maybe someday I'll have a complete big office studio, and on one side it's going to be Julie and me on the other side. We're going to have to end up knocking on each other's door. You know, hey, I can hear your music
like,
over mine.
How do I do
you know?
This? Yeah.
But cool. No. And then, you know, I do also want to announce I was not planning on having a radio show tomorrow. Last minute decision, I'm going to have Kirk Baldwin tomorrow night on the Easy Blue Ice production. And then Monday, I will have the McBird radio show. And then this young lady, Jenna McDowell, Daniel, she is going to be on Tuesday Independent Night. I've got music coming my way, and because she has a single coming out on April the 2nd. I was pretty impressed, and I kind of reached out a little bit, and then she reached out back to me, and we come to the agreement that it's really a short notice, but it's not too short. We're going to get her in there on the 30th and right before her single comes out. So,
cool. I love it.
But that's kind of where we're at right now. Now I get to take a fresh breath, Aaron. You got any update for us?
No, I told you about Ramona Diane and just the, you know, my show, and Azzy Brooks going to be on next Thursday, so we'll have that show, and I'm going to check out the girl you just sent me and check this out and get her on my show. And no, I mean, that's all the updates I have for you. Oh no, we're just hanging in here. Golden Colorado.
That's right. That's all I'm doing is just hanging out right now. I guess I'm going to set back. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Do our music ride?
We got to mention, I know we got some new listeners out there. I've already had some messages. So we got to inform them a little bit on the red carpet status.
Oh, yeah. On my red carpet status?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know.
Fair Play Music Magazine, Country Music Magazine out of the Netherlands. It's the red carpet show. It'll be August 28th in the Netherlands. And I've been nominated in 12 different categories, including Entertainer of the Year, Voice of the Year, Classic Country Music Duet of the Year with Bo and I. It goes on and on. And Show of the Year for my radio program, Host of the Year. So I got 12 nominations. I guess it goes in front of a board here soon. And if I'm a finalist, then I'll be invited to the Netherlands for the Red Carpet Awards show. And barring any, unforeseen problems with international travel with COVID, then it looks like we'll be going out to the Netherlands to receive some awards. So just to be nominated, though, you should see the list of people. They're incredible. And, I'm excited. Just to be in their company and rubbing elbows with them and being able to say I am a nominee for 12 different categories was a huge compliment for me. And I can't wait to just see how it all comes out. And even if I get one award, I'd be absolutely floored and thrilled and, you know, very humble about it. I just like I said, very excited that I'm even third of the nominations. They're coming out with a special magazine and a nominee, just a title for all the nominees. They're going to have a magazine just on that. So I'll be in that. That'll be kind of cool. So if you get a chance, just check out Fair Play Country Music Magazine out of the Netherlands. It's Gabby and Peter Agricola that run it, and my just sincere gratitude for them for even just nominating me in these 12 categories. Pretty cool.
Which I have a couple questions. You brought up a magazine. Are you going to be able to get a few copies of that magazine?
I'll have one copy. You can buy them, I think, from Fair Play Country Music Magazine. It's a special edition, so it's super thick, and, you know, and it's kind of expensive because it's coming from, you know, Europe, obviously. But I'll have one copy, and I'll be happy to share what I get from it with you, obviously. But, again, I'm just really, really, I don't know. It's just humbling when you get recognized on an international level for your music. It just makes you feel just like your whole, all the things that you've done and all the work that you put in. Just, you know, it comes full circle and makes it feel complete. And people are recognizing your music and recognizing your talent. That's as good as it gets right there. That's all I want. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely going to look into it. And I want to see the price of the whole magazine and everything. And if I can pull out a few dollars out of my wallet, which is very slim sometimes, as we all know in today. But if I can get one, it's highly recommended that I get it autographed.
Oh, you will. I can autograph it. No problem. It's only an extra $100, but you can get it autographed.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I think I can pull that right out of my wallet right
bucks,
now, I
you
think.
Know.
Yeah, just
yeah,
$100.
I'm joking. It's free for you, Easy, for doing all this.
All right. Speaking of autographs, I know you mentioned this last night. You're very slim on a few copies, but your book that you have, you want to throw that out there?
Yeah. Yeah, so I wrote an award-winning book, and it's about John A. Hobbs, and he's basically Music Valley's visionary in Nashville, and he's an incredible businessman, but he also went through the Great Depression. He signed up for World War II and went off and was next to MacArthur's boat and when the Japanese surrendered, and it's an incredible historical biography, and I tell you what, I did over 50 hours of interviews with him live. I went out to Nashville every month 9 times in a row, and I videoed him, and I recorded everything, and I met with all of his friends, like Sam Lovello, he's the producer of Hee Haw, and Tommy Lasorda, manager of the Dodgers, and it goes on and on and on. It's just star lineup. But his life, I put it in a book, and I won the award. It's a National IPPI Award for independent publishers in the southern region. And, you know, I have it in hardback and softback. And we did a huge signing at Johnny's restaurant there in Music Valley. And we had people lined up around the building for hours to get in just to have Johnny sign their book. And I have a few copies because Johnny passed away. You know, this summer it'll be 2 years and 2 years ago. But I've kept a few, you know, copies behind. So if you want a signed copy, you can just email me at waitinthetruck. That's WAIT. waitinthetruck@msn.com, and you can get a signed copy. And I also put it, you know, during this year of the pandemic, I've been locked away at home like most of us have, and I spent my time doing an audio version of it. So if you prefer to have it in your car and driving or on your iPad while you're, you know, or your ears while you're working out or you're doing a walk, I can do that as well. So just get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com and we'll get you set up. I think it's also on amazon.com. So if you want to go on there and take a look at books, it's called John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. That's exactly what he was. I mean, without John Hobbs, I don't think Music Valley would have been developed the same way. And I know Alan Jackson wouldn't be here and Randy Travis and Lori Morgan and Ricky Van Shelton, they all got their start because of this one man, John A. Hobbs, in the Nashville Palace. So I would love to talk to you more about the book and to set you up. So.
All right. Well, with that, put one on reserve for me, and I'll get with you on that.
You got it.
Of course, I don't have to worry about emailing you. We do that quite often.
Nope.
but, yeah, put one on reserve, and I'll get with you. One last announcement, and then we're going to get to music for the rest of the show. I'm not coming back on, and neither will Julie. We're going right through music and in the show. I will be doing a new Easy Blue Eyes production, Radio Network logo. So, and I'm going to have everyone out there participate. You're not obligated. If your design that you choose, which however you design it, and if it gets picked, we're going to supply the very first T-shirt to the winner. And it will be personalized with your name on the back of it. So there you go, Miss Julie. I know you like to be a little bit of artistic.
Oh, I love you,
design.
You bet.
I work with some designing, but it's time for a new design. I've been through so many, and to keep it fresh, but this one, it's going to go on some merchandise just to keep the show rolling. It's not to design to make money. It's just keep shows rolling. That's it. The winner will get a free T-shirt, personalized design. And once it's designed and done, that comes out of the order form world. Nobody will be able to get it. Just that individual. Pick the color of the shirt and all. So.
Cool.
But you got anything final to say before we get to some music?
No, I just appreciate all the fans out there and everybody taking their time. I know time is precious, and you take your time to listen to our show, listen to my music, and hear what we have to say. Thank you. And my gratitude is overflowing for those people that take their time. I know it's hard, and they work all day, and, you know, they come home and they turn on your show. I appreciate it, and thanks for the request. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all the support. And thank you, Easy Blue Eyes, for playing my music every Friday. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to this music ride that's coming up.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Easy Blue Eyes Production Presents Julie Richardson Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode, of course, was sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and Julie Richardson Music Fans. And I have my own dedication to start the ride with. This goes out to Miss Julie's mama. We will see you tomorrow night, and Julie will see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
If I should stay, I would home. Of you each step of my way, and I will always love you hard. I will always love you. Bittersweet memories, that's all I have, that's all I'm taking with me. Go on by, please don't cry, we both know I'm not worth it. And I hope you've all that you ever dreamed of. I do wish you joy. I wish you happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. I love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Falling down from grace a few too many times, but
but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya when I play that highway FM. I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church. When Hank brings a sermon, Cash leads the choir, it gets my cold, cold heart burning hotter than a ring of fire. This wonderful world gets hit, and I need to find my escape. I just keep the wheels rolling, the radio scrolling, till my sins wash away. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya when I play that highway FM. I find
told me while she sewed, and how my coat of
their clothes. They didn't understand it, so I tried to make them see. One was only fool, only if they chose to be. I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me. One time in my life when I felt as lonely as I do tonight, I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I've never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Ask me why I feel like this, I just can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I've ever faced. 'Cause you can't chase the truth in the slightest way. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, Julie, where do you go from here? Then like a fool, I turned around and I looked in the mirror. And there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. So one more time, just to be sure, I said, Julie, where in the hell do you go from here? There wasn't a nickel's worth of difference when I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Just like that, it hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our lives.
Precious memories.
But
is shining on you. The nights are getting colder. Old Cherokee County, there's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remembering is all that I do. Cause losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Ground
'cause I'm country strong.
Move ahead, but the boss won't seem to sing along with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, belly.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt.